This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. I'm your host, Charlie McDermott. Welcome to episode 913 of the Good Neighbor Podcast. Today, I am with Janelle Halty. She's with Domain Realty Home Team. Janelle, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Charlie. Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
And we are thrilled to have you and looking forward to learning more about what you're doing here in Southwest Florida. So let's start there. Domain Realty Home Team. Fill us in on what you guys are doing.
Well, we're doing a lot of great things in real estate these days. So I've been with Domain Realty, which is, you know, the main company. Our managing broker and owner, Adam Rudd, has done a phenomenal job over these years. When he started the company, bringing in new recruits. We have over 300 agents now. And as a matter of fact, Charlie, in March, Domain Realty was named Best Real Estate Company for 2022 by the Best of the Best Community Choice Awards in Bonita Springs. So we're very excited about that.
Yeah, that's terrific. Congratulations. And are all 300 agents in the Southwest Florida area? Are you guys like all over the state of Florida?
In Southwest Florida.
Yeah,
very cool. Our main office is Bonita. We have Naples, Fort Myers. My team goes all the way from Naples all the way up. We've sold up in Tampa in those areas. So we're all along the Gulf of Mexico, which we love. It's so beautiful.
That's awesome. So what was your journey like? How'd you get into real estate?
That's a very interesting story and a very great question. So I didn't graduate college till I was 32. I already had two sons. I watched my father over the years. He was in sales for 49 years, not in real estate, but sales. And I thought, what an exciting thing to get into. So I got my degree, my BA in speech communications, graduated magna cum laude, which, you know, I was thrilled about. And decided I wanted to start in sales somewhere. I hadn't always thought real estate in the beginning, but I was one of those gawky teenagers who, when I was 17, 18, was going to open houses when I, you know, where I was living in Minnesota around Lake Minnetonka, checking out homes because I've always thought it was exciting and I love architecture. Mm. For my first sales job out of college, I got into automobiles, car sales. I knew that they were always looking for women salespeople. So I got involved with that. Only lasted about 6 months. Not that I wasn't dedicated and tenacious, but I had, you know, I had these guys coming out after me on the lots trying to get my clients. And I just decided, you know, it wasn't the thing for me. Even though secretly, Charlie, I wanted to be a car racer when I grew up. There's still a chance of that, but
hey, you know, I know some in their 50s, so I have no idea if you're above or below that threshold, but I would imagine there's folks in 60s and 70s and as young as, you know what, now I do a podcast with a great guy, and he's actually a race car driver.
Really?
And he says he competes with 14-year-olds.
Oh my good. Yeah, I believe it. I believe it.
He says they're good, man.
I believe it. So that, you know, if this real estate gig, you know, wherever it takes me, I've been doing it 22 years. Car racing's always on the back, you know, back into my mind. So, but I love real estate. You know, I got involved with it pretty early on. Like I said, 22 years. I've made a commitment through all these years. You know, I went through the 2007-2008 crash. It's the fit of the fittest. You know, there's a lot of people that backed out and left the industry because, you know, it was a tough time. And real estate's one of those things you have to take the good with the bad. You know, I have a tendency to go above and beyond, and that's what I instruct my agents to do. I have my GRI, that's the Graduate of Realtor Institute. I also have a designation SRES, that's Senior Real Estate Specialist. I know we're short on seniors in Southwest Florida, so I don't know why I got that, but it's a good thing to have. You know, there's a lot of people to help out there, so I love it.
Yeah, good for you. How about when it comes to misconceptions in your industry? What do you hear, Janelle, that you can speak to?
Misconceptions. The biggest one that always comes to mind is people saying, oh, you know, I should get my real estate license, or sellers and buyers. It looks so easy. It's not that hard. Well, first of all, passing that exam is like getting your wisdom teeth pulled. It's pretty tough. And, you know, I don't sugarcoat it. I tell my agents all the time, study, 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 because it only takes 75% to pass, but it takes 75% to pass. So, but it's not an easy industry, you know. Yeah. Sometimes I say it's a love-hate relationship. You know, you hate the hours and all the time that you put into it. It's a 24/7 thing for me. I always have my phone on. I'm always accessible to my clients and to my agents. But it's more than that, a love relationship, because, you know, we're helping people. It's not about the money. It's a very difficult process. They say there's approximately 175 steps from beginning to end. Mm. When you meet a client to closing, it's not an easy industry. And, you know, the strong stay and the people that just are in it to win it, you know, that commission check at closing, that are not looking to build relationships and really make it a business, they end up leaving. But, you know, that's good for us. There's more clients for us. So
Yeah. That, you bring up a really good point there. And I guess at the end of the day, really, even though you're with Domain Realty and the Home Team and all that, at the end of the day, every realtor is their own company, their own brand, right? You know, you're
right.
And hey, owning a business, even if it's yourself, your own brand, that's it takes a lot of work and effort and patience and highs and lows, right?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And you're right. I mean, it takes all of that plus more. You know, I've always had the attitude, whatever it takes at the end of the day is what I'm going to do to make it happen. I grew up in a very disciplined family. My father was a Marine. You know, he was only a Marine for a few years, but it never left him. And that's how he brought us up. So, you know, we were pretty much brought up, ruled with, you know, a lot of discipline, a lot of hard work. And that's really what it takes to create your own business, to keep it going.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I want to share this with you. His mother was a very hardworking woman, very strong, independent, you know, strong character. And her motto was good, better, best. Let your good be better and never rest until your better is best. So there's a few different variations of that, but yeah.
That's great.
That's what I grew up with. So
yeah,
real estate's a tough industry, but you have to be tough to stay in.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Speaking of which, challenge, hardship, what comes to mind, you know, period of time that you were challenged, you got through it. Now looking back, you can say, hey, because of that, I'm better for it. I'm stronger.
Are you talking about real estate?
It could be real estate, could be personal, whatever comes to mind. You know, in my world, it's all the same, right? Hey, we have a business challenge. It impacts our personal life. And if it's a personal challenge, it impacts our business. So your call.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, I'll go in a bold direction that probably most people don't. Walkthrough. I'll discuss a personal challenge. Mm-hmm. So I've been divorced 14 years. Don't have any problem telling people that, talking about it. But it was a very tumultuous time. It was a very difficult situation. I stayed in the marriage 4 years. You know, I don't want my sons to come from a broken home. But during that period, and I was in real estate full time, it really affected my business. And once I got through the tough stuff, you know, I had lost a lot of business throughout my personal journey and everything that was going on with me. So I really had to reinvent myself, you know, and pretty much start over. I still was working with clients, but I actually wrote a book about my experience with all of that and had that published. But it made me a stronger person. And I've always been very independent, very strong. But going through that experience showed my sons that you can get through anything. That was important to me. You know, they're grown and gone now, but really recreating my business. I have a better, stronger business because of it. I have a lot more empathy and sympathy for people, especially when I'm working with clients that are going through a divorce. You know, I understand now how to treat them with more respect and dignity and help them get through that hard time. So no matter what people are going through, if it's, you know, a business struggle or personal, I believe in the service industry, when we are truly, we have a heart to help people, it only enhances that experience and helps them get through to reach their goals and always, always do what's in their best interest.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. That's a great, great message. What's the name of your book?
We're not going there.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
That's for a different interview.
Okay. Well, you know, if you want to put it out there, if it's on Amazon, I'm sure there are some folks listening who maybe are going through what you went through. If it can help them, by all means, feel free to share.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's switch to fun. What's the fun side of Janelle look like?
Oh my goodness. Well, I think you can hear by now. I love to have fun. I have a silly, goofy personality. You know, when it comes to business, I'm a bull in a china shop. Get out of my way. I'm going to do what's best for my clients and what's good for you as well. But I'm all business. But when it comes to fun, I love having it. I moved to Southwest Florida some years ago. I told my sons when they were graduating college, I grew up in Minnesota. Mm. I'm talking decades in cold and snow. And if you don't turn into a popsicle by the time you're 10, then you love the weather. I melted a long time ago. I just had to get out of there. You know, my whole family's there and I miss them. But I came to Southwest Florida. I love the weather. I love going to the beach. You know, water for me is like breathing. I need to be on it or near it. And interestingly enough, when I did move here, I really got into photography, wildlife photography. So I spent some of my downtime. I always have my camera with me, but you know, the birds and the alligators, which I'm not afraid of, you know, you don't get too close, but I have taken hundreds of pictures. Wow. And that's what I do for fun. I really enjoy being outside and, you know, talking to people and just watching wildlife and taking photos.
Yeah. 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 It is amazing. I mean, and it seems seasonal in a lot of ways. I mean, certain birds you see only certain times of the year, you know, there's always something interesting to look
always.
At. Yeah, yeah.
I have to share this with you. Yeah. I had a big birthday last May. My birthday is this month. Uh-huh. And I decided I'm going to do something spectacular that I've never done before for this birthday. And so I went to Cape Canaveral and I got within 2 miles where they take you, you know, to a staged area.
Yeah.
And I watched a rocket launch. It was the most phenomenal thing I've ever done. There's so much to do in Southwest Florida and throughout Florida. It's amazing.
Very
so
cool.
I'll do that sometime. It's unbelievable.
Now, how does that work? Do you have to buy a ticket? Do you just show up and wait in line?
So you can get on Kennedy Space Center website, mm-hmm. and you can buy the ticket for Kennedy Space Center. But then they have, in addition, the rocket launch. I took a bus that takes, you know, within two miles. It's an extra $50. So worth it.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
I would have paid an extra couple hundred. It was so worth it. Wow. So you can actually get set up on alerts for rocket launches as well. I tell people about this all the time.
Yeah. Pretty cool. I remember we lived on Fort Myers Beach until Ian came around and kicked us off. But I remember when we first got down here one day, we're out back and we were right on the bay and I see something in the sky. I'm like, that's not an airplane. I mean, that stuff is going straight up. And I realized because we, you know, did the old internet thing and found out that there was a rocket launch all the way up there. I was really surprised that you could see it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing. You know, when you get as close as I did, you can hear over the speaker systems. They have, you know, the control room. They do the countdown. They let you know when it's hit, you know, faster than the speed of sound. It's just, it's an incredible experience.
Wow. All right. I'm going to put that one on my list. I love it.
Put it at the top.
How about one thing you wish our listeners knew about you and the home team? What would that be?
Well, first of all, again, I know I mentioned it previously. We really go above and beyond, you know, tenacity is a common word used in real estate and dedication, but always, always putting somebody else's needs first is important to us. You know, there's so many people that say and think, oh, you know, it's all about the money. Honestly, it's not about the money. We all need to make a living and we all have bills to pay and financials that we are committed to. However, one thing I pride myself on and I instill in the team is the money will follow. You know, that can't be the focus. The focus really needs to be on helping people you know, there's so many different people in so many different stages of their lives. First time home buyers, they're so excited. So fun to be at the closing table with them. You know, people that they're growing their family, they need a larger home. Elders who are looking to downsize or sell their property and move into assisted living. There's always somebody in every single stage of life that is going to need us to help them. And it has to come from our heart, then our head, and just helping them. It's all about, you know, building relationships and meeting people's goals and dreams.
Wow. You nailed it. That's awesome. So our listeners who need help, want to get in touch, want to learn more, Janelle, what's the best way for them to do so?
Well, we have a website. Domain has a website. And then I have a personal website. It's called SellingFloridaHomesAndSunshine.com. You can't sell sunshine, but we do every day. You know, it's just a matter of putting a smile on your face and that selling sunshine. So that's the website. My cell phone is 239-450-6636.
Super. Well, Janelle, really appreciate you being on the show and wish you the absolute best going forward there.
Well, thank you, Charlie. It's been a pleasure. You seem like a pretty cool guy.
Well, thank you. You know, 913 episodes. That's the first that's ever come up. Boy.
Really? What's wrong with you.
Talk to you later.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local business to be featured on the show, go to goodneighborpodcast.com. That's goodneighborpodcast.com or call us at 239-224-4105.